Outgoing U.S. Senator Scott Brown says he wants Republicans to be a more tolerant group. In his first press conference since losing re-election, Brown said partisanship is causing gridlock in Washington.
On both sides, there are extremes, as you all know, kind of pushing back against the middle. And I've always felt that group in the middle is, quite frankly, the most powerful group.
Meantime, in Plymouth last night, the Massachusetts Republican Party debated the direction of the party. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and filed this report.
It was a frustrated group of Republicans who gathered at a hotel in Plymouth to review the devastating loss of the presidential election and of Scott Brown's seat. Bob McGinn, the chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, compared last Tuesday's election with the New England Patriots' loss to the New York Giants in the Super Bowl this year.
You know, when I left that game, I was very disappointed. I was not happy. My emotions were very down, kind of like they are now. But I didn't go and say the Patriots are no good.
And so McGinn told the members of the state committee they should not feel that their team is no good. In 2012, the party opened 35 offices around the state, far more than ever, and contacted 2 million voters. They had a bigger turnout than they'd planned on, but still, Scott Brown lost. Former Lieutenant Governor Kerry Healy said there's one lesson that it's not too early to take away.
And that is that we, as a party, need everyone under the tent. You know, we need to bring in the libertarians, we need to bring in the moderates, we need to bring in everybody. They all need to be in the tent.
Healy pointed to the changing demographics of the country. She talked about the importance of reaching out to young people.
I don't think we managed to do that this time.
Healy said Republicans also need to figure out how to reach out to Latinos. The state committee voted not to adopt the National Party platform and instead to adopt what it called Mitt Romney's platform. It differs in one significant way from the National Party's. It allows abortion in the case of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. After the vote, the committee agreed to hear from various voices in the party. They included some who disagree with Healy, including Dave Kopass. He's president of a group of conservative rebels called the Massachusetts Republican Assembly.
We cannot go wrong if we focus on a message of life, liberty, and property.
And so the party found itself united in its disappointment, but disagreeing for now on which message would bring it back to victory. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.